Yo, 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 what's going on? It's me, Jarrell Jackson, better known as Life Coach Jarrell, and I am here to bring you guys an amazing podcast, and I promise it's not going to be long. It's just going to be an energy booster, or it's just kind of, in a sense, going to be a spark to get your day or your evening or your afternoon off to a really, really great blast. So before I do those things, I want to give a huge shout out to Anchor.fm for allowing me to use this podcast platform to use my voice to give you guys great content and to send amazing love and light. Huge shout out to all of the platforms that allow me to, in a sense, broadcast my podcast station. And that's going to be Spotify. That's going to be Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Podcast Radio, and so much more. Thank you guys so much for just allowing me once again to just be me and to spread love and light amongst the people, in a sense, to help people live, as I would hope, a better and more prosperous life. This morning, guys, as I am waking up and just hopped out of the shower and did some thinking, and I'm a huge tea drinker. If you guys don't know, not really too much of a fan of coffee. I can do an iced coffee, like a caramel venti frappuccino or something like that from Starbucks, but I am more of a tea drinker. Tea has just always been my thing. I feel like it's more soothing, it's more calming, and I just like the taste of tea. So this morning, my tea of choice is going to be a red velvet cake tea, and it's going to be really, really good, but it's by a brand called Pinky Up. I was sitting here this morning making my tea, and I was thinking about my day yesterday. I went on vacation last week, and I returned back here to Little Rock, Arkansas on Monday, and I knew that I had to be back at work on Tuesday. And we all know that if you are in some type of leadership position, or if your job, in a sense, is just very, very demanding, you know how those first days can be when you come back from vacation. You know, everybody needs this. Everybody needs that. Everybody wants this. Everybody wants that. You know, you have people that, you know, will ask you, oh, how was your vacation? Did you enjoy yourself? And, you know, you kind of go down that road. But you know that after you get through explaining yourself and talking about all the fun that you had, here comes a list of demands and things that people need. So I don't know about you guys. Yesterday, which was Tuesday, yesterday was a bit rough for me, and I'm gonna admit that. Yesterday was very, very draining for me, and I didn't protect my energy. So the first thing that I want to do is I want to hold myself accountable, because I'm not gonna blame other people, because it all starts with me. I didn't protect my energy yesterday, and I didn't create clear expectations and clear boundaries within myself on how I wanted and needed for my day to go in order to reserve my energy. And if you had a rough day on yesterday and you feel like this conversation or this topic is for you, and you agreed with what I just said, you know, if you didn't set your intentions yesterday, if your energy was all over the place, if you felt like people were just taking and taking and draining you, I want us to do a better job this morning of setting those clear expectations and protecting our energy so that we don't experience or go through that today. One thing about me, since I was about, 15, I've always either worked, a huge chunk of my life, I worked in the restaurant industry, and I was in leadership and management positions. So I know what needy customers and demands and if you've ever worked in a job dealing with customer service or just dealing or working with people in general, you know how people can come across with the needs that they have. You know, some people just feel like their needs are just greater than everybody else's. And sometimes with you as an individual, I'll use myself as example. I'm a very, very, very low-chilled individual. I don't need a lot of attention. I really don't need a lot of direction. You can kind of, in a sense, leave me alone and I will do my job, or I will be a friend, or I will be, you know, a mate in a relationship. I don't require a lot of nurturing and needing. So what I give off of what it comes across for me is, and it's bad on my end, is I get upset and I get mad when I look at a person's situation and I'm like, it's not that serious. It's not that deep. Why are you bouncing off of the walls over something so small? So it's like, I expect for people to have the patience and the experience and the energy that I have. And that is what drains my energy. Me thinking, wanting, and needing and expecting for people to operate how I operate. Does that make sense? How many of us have jobs and we work with companies or we have friends or family members that totally go around a maze to, in a sense, complete a task or to hit a target, and you're looking at them in a sense of, why are you doing A, B, C, D, E, and F to get to here when all you have to do is this? Does that make sense? And a lot of companies are like that. You can be an employee working for a company and see the rules and the decisions that companies make, and they absolutely make no sense. They set all of these, you know, let's just say trainings, all of these objectives, all of these unrealistic expectations. I'm going to just say that, unrealistic expectations. And you as an employee, you sit back and you look like, okay, yeah, that clearly doesn't make absolutely any sense. I'm the guy that says that doesn't make absolutely any sense. And what I will do as an individual is I will focus and harbor on that thing, those customers, and probably something else that has completely made me upset, and it drains my energy very, very quick. Does that make sense? And if that's you out there, you can just raise your hand and say, you know, yeah, that's me. Now, that's my part to own. Yours may be something totally different. You may have something else that drains your energy. It may be a lack of sleep the night before, an unbalanced meal. It may be that friendship or that relationship that's a little strenuous, that's draining you. It could possibly be you beating yourself up and being extremely hard on yourself, not just in the morning or in the afternoon, but 24 hours a day. Whatever your thing is that's draining your energy, whatever that thing is that's pulling you out of your peaceful place, I want you to take your time and really, really think about what that thing is and what it does to you and how it makes you feel and what's the end results. Me personally, I didn't like how my day went yesterday. I didn't like how my energy was throughout the day. Now, don't get me wrong. I had some really, really great conversations and laughed and had some good times with friends. And I know that nothing is perfect and there's no such thing as a perfect day, but I do know that I want today to be a whole lot better than I did than yesterday was. So I want to push myself a little bit more. And so the first tip that I want to give you guys this morning is, let's start with just taking very, very deep breaths, like inhale, exhale, get the oxygen moving through the body. Let's do some morning stretches. Let's kind of, in a sense, shift and move that energy. All of that stale energy, all of that stale air from the night before, the day before, let's move all of that around our bodies and then let's get it out. Once we get through doing that, let's set some really, really clear expectations for today. I expect for my energy to be, my energy will be, on this day, I desire to. The moment I feel that I am getting weak or low, I will. You know, complete those sentences. Set some boundaries and some clear boundaries for yourself. For me, if I don't pay attention, I will sit in my work computer at home and I will sit there from the beginning of my shift all the way until my shift is over. Like, I won't take a break. I may, you know, get up and go in the kitchen and grab something to eat and go right back. But I'm slowly realizing that that is an energy drainer for me. You know, being in the office when we were working there before the pandemic, you could get up, walk around to someone's desk, laugh, joke, have a conversation, go outside, do some walking. So now working from home, you know, that's a difference for me. So I have to find ways to move that energy throughout the day. Another thing, guys, candles. Set some candles up around your place to set the mood, to have some type of calm feeling. Another option that you could do is change the area where you work. If you work in the same room every single day, change that workspace. Change the conversations that you have with friends and family members that are possibly draining you. If you wake up in the morning and you're in a good place and you're feeling extremely well, and someone wants to start your morning off with something negative that happened to them, let's try cutting that conversation off and saying, hey, you know, my energy this morning is at an all-time high. I'm really, really good. I love you. But that specific conversation is going to pull a little bit away from what I have. And at the moment, I'm not ready to deal with that. And I don't want to deal with that. So let's table that conversation for another day. Does that make sense? And that's something that I had to learn within myself. In order to protect your energy, you have to protect it from family members, friends, work, and everything else. You have to set those boundaries with people to say, hey, you know, that's taking away from me. And that's something that I don't need right now. So have that courage, have that confidence to say what needs to be said, to do what needs to be done. Don't allow these jobs, and I'm speaking to myself and anyone out there, don't allow these jobs to think that you're less than and that you're not doing enough. Don't allow family members and friends and loved ones to put you in a position to think that you're not doing enough or that you are not enough, period. Don't allow yourself to convince yourself that maybe the things that other people are saying and doing, maybe they are right. Like, think happy thoughts about yourself. Do your morning affirmations. I have like motivational quotes all over my place. I have one that says, keep going, you're almost there. Then I have another one that says, work hard, stay humble, and be kind. Like, remember who you are. Remember your goals. Set clear expectations. Take yourself out sometimes. Take yourself for lunch. Like, get out of the house. Get out of the workplace. Step away from some friends. Step away from the social media sometimes, because it can very much so be draining to you. Like, sometimes it's good to detach and separate, to heal yourself and to regroup and to regenerate. There we go. And energize. There we go. But once again, guys, for the most part, I just wanted to step in with you guys and just kind of use this platform as an output or outlet. I'm sorry, for me. Because yesterday, once again, was not a good day, and I needed to release that, and I released it this morning, and I said, well, you know what? If I did it for me, let me do it for somebody else, because someone else may need to hear this. Like, you're not a bad person. You're beautiful. You are handsome. You're talented. You're skilled. You're loved. People love your energy. You love your energy. You are a gift to this world. And take those last compliments of this podcast and embrace them and love them and make them your own. And you go out here and you kill this amazing Wednesday, okay? Once again, this is Life Coach Jarrell, better known as, some people call me Trust Jarrell Reloaded from Facebook, but I usually go by Life Coach Jarrell. So anything that you want to call me, or you can just call me Jarrell in general. But I wanted to once again just give you guys a lot of love and inspiration on this morning. Be sure to follow my website, www.trustjarrell.com. If you are in need of a life coach and you want to kind of, in a sense, work your way through getting your life goals or setting clear expectations, time-bound expectations, or you just kind of, in a sense, want to reshape your life into what you've always wanted or desired, I encourage you to please visit the website and contact me. And at that point of time, fill out a contact form and let's do our job to work together. You can also follow me on Facebook at Trust Jarrell Reloaded. That's T-R-U-S-T space J-A-R-E-L-L space R-E-L-O-A-D-E-D. You guys can also follow me on Twitter. My Twitter is actually going to be simply_Jarrell. You guys can just follow me there. I kind of post good content. And sometimes on Twitter, I'm just there clowning and acting a fool. But it's very appropriate content. Let me say that. But you guys be blessed. Have an amazing morning. Share the podcast. And please leave a message. Leave me some feedback on how you enjoyed the podcast on this morning. But once again, I love you guys with all my heart. Be blessed. And let's make today great.